from Cincinnati, these are our final thoughts. Your key to the game, Mike.
I say it's protect Aaron Rodgers. With all due respect to James Starks and this Packers offensive line, they're not going to be able to run the ball against this defensive front seven like they did against Washington last week. I think this game comes down to Aaron Rodgers' arm. And this pass rush, this front four, is pretty good. Rodgers talked about how they have speed and power off the edge. They get push up the middle. The Packers have got to protect Aaron Rodgers for the offense to click in this game.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. My key to the game is get a lead early. Get a couple scores up on them and take them out of their personality. The Bengals, like, they're a typical AFC North team, a possession, ball control, run the clock, dominate time of possession team that has a very good defense and plays to that defense. Take them out of that personality. Go ahead, throw it all over the ballpark. Light up the scoreboard. I don't think the Bengals can keep pace with the Packers. Injuries are an issue, Doctor.
Yeah, well, the Packers, for the second straight game, are going to be without these three guys in the secondary. Morgan Burnett at safety, Casey Hayward at cornerback, and Jared Bush at cornerback. Now, Burnett and Hayward have missed all three games so far this year. The other issue for the Packers, injury-wise, is in the offensive backfield. Eddie Lacy, questionable with that concussion, did not practice all week, but still has a chance to be medically cleared. And then John Kuhn at fullback is doubtful with the hamstring. So if Lacy can't go and if Kuhn's not going, the Packers are possibly down to two running backs. And then you'd probably see Andrew Corliss at tight end kind of taking a lot of the fullback role from John Kuhn.
When have you ever heard me say, don't run the ball? This is it. This is the week.
And for the Bengals, a lot of guys on their injury report, but most of them are probable. If there's one area to look at injury-wise for Cincinnati, it's at cornerback. Their nickelback, Adam Jones, is questionable. Then you have a couple of reserve cornerbacks. Brandon G is out, and Dre Kirkpatrick is doubtful. So the starters at cornerback for Cincinnati are in the game, but their depth behind those starters could really be in question.
Who is your player to watch, Mike?
Well, I'm going to go defense here, and I'm going to say Mike Daniels, the second-year defensive lineman out of Iowa. He had a really strong training camp. He's been playing a lot in the sub-packages as an inside pass rusher, kind of finding that role and starting to make an impact. And I think he's due for a breakout game. I'm not sure if it'll be this week. I think it's going to be soon, so I'll pick Daniels for this one.
You know, I wanted to say Sam Shields or Tremont Williams because those guys, one or both, are going to have to cover tight against AJ Green
yeah,
to prevent this short passing attack from eating up time of possession and controlling the ball all day long. But I'm going to say Randall Cobb, and here's why. I think Randall Cobb will be used in very creative ways. He'll be in the slot. He'll be in the backfield. He will be used in ways that will force the Bengals to cover him with their nickel and dime backs, and that is a Bengals secondary, as you told us, that has injury issues. It's a little depleted. It's a little bit, you know, sore coming off a Monday night game against the Steelers. So I think Randall Cobb can, and I think he will, have a big day for the Packers on Sunday.
And that'll do it for week 3 of Final Thoughts. Stay with us on Packers.com for your in-game updates and the Packers.com blog quarter by quarter. And then stay with us after the game for all of your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching, everybody.